Come on down. All right. Here we are. We've got a few. Any more? Come on, Malachi. Louise will come with you. Let's do it. You coming down? You don't have to if you don't want to. We can do the activity from there. It's all good. Thanks for chatting anyway. All right, just a sec. I just need to write something down. What we're going to do first, before I share a story with you guys, is we're going to do a little activity, and the person that I call up is going to have to close their eyes, and then two people are going to call that person's name. And what I want you to recognize with your eyes closed, so it's going to be pretty tricky, is if there's two people, so the first one that calls your name is going to be person number one, and the second person is going to be person number two. All right, is everyone concentrating? Pretty tricky, I know, but I think you've got this. All right, so the person, what I want you to think about when one of these people that calls your name is a person that has been in your life for your whole life, since the very beginning, okay? Does that make sense? And the other person has been in your life for a little while, maybe just for this morning, but just for a little bit, okay? So the first person that's going to close their eyes is Lana. Are you ready? Eyes closed. So remember, one finger or two fingers for the person that's been in your life the whole time. All right, are you ready? Number one or number two? Number one? You sure? Do you want to try it again? You sure? Let's try it again. Ready? Close your eyes. Have a think about it. Ready? It was voice number one or voice number two? Number two. You got it. First try. Well done. All right. Here we go. Next one. Just wait for it. All right. Are you ready, Jeff? It's time to close your eyes. You need to take this very seriously, all right? Are you ready? Closed eyes. Here we go. And then, wait for it.
Jeffrey.
Which side, Jeff? Number one or number two? Jeff's gone to sleep. Number one. Well done, Jeff. Good job. Oh, that was close. There was some thinking in that one, but that was a good job. Okay. All right. Are you ready? Malachi, I need you to close your eyes. No one's looking. You ready? See how she threw her voice? That was pretty tricky. I'm pretty sure that was number two. Good job. Well done. You nailed it. All right. All right, Evelyn, it's time to close your eyes. Are you ready? Evelyn. Oh, too good. You kids are good at this. All right. Are you ready? Last one is going to be Peter. Because I'm not sure if this little dude is quite ready to respond to his name. All right. You ready?
Peter.
Oh, number two. Jeez, quick. Well done. All right. Good job. Oh, now, was that harder than you thought or easier than you thought? Easier. I knew it would be easy. How about you? Are you ready for names? Not quite yet. Probably ready for voices. Maybe not ready for names. That's all right. Okay. Now, the story I'm going to share with you today is something that happened to Jesus and all his friends in a boat. And it involves something that recognized someone's voice. Are you ready? Let's scooch in a little bit. Come on. All right. Well done. Okay, here we go. So you want to be able to see the pictures because the pictures are amazing. Ready? Here we go. This one is called The Captain of the Storm. The sun was going down, the air was warm and still. Let's go across the lake, Jesus said to his friends. Jesus had been helping people all day, and now he was tired. So they left the crowds at the shore and set out in a small fishing boat. Check him out. Pretty tired. Jesus climbed into the boat to take a nap. As soon as his head touched the pillow, he fell fast asleep. It was a beautiful evening. A gentle breeze rustled the sails. The friends were chatting happily as they headed out into the middle of the lake. Everything was perfect, just right for a nice, quiet sail. Who can guess what's going to happen?
Who's been in a storm on a boat before?
Yeah, so fun. It's just amazing. Who's been in a shipwreck before? Anyone here? Couple? It's not that fun, is it? All right. They were only halfway across when out of nowhere, whirling winds swept across the lake, fierce and strong like a hurricane. A blinding flash of lightning lit up the sky. Thunder roared right overhead. The storm blew the water into towering waves that hurled the little boat up, 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 and then sent it hurtling, crashing back down, down, down. Is anyone getting seasick yet? If you need a quell, just let me know. Can anyone see Jesus in this picture? Oh, is there one that's still lying down? He must have had a big day. The fishing boat was blown and buffeted and tossed and turned back and forth, up and down, left and right and round. And in the middle of the storm, Jesus was sleeping. Now, Jesus' friends had been fishermen all their lives, but in all their years fishing on this lake, they had never once seen a storm like this one. No matter how hard they struggled with their ropes and sails, they couldn't control their boat. This storm was too big for them. And then the boat sunk and they all drowned. No, that's not the end of the story. Okay. But the storm wasn't too big for Jesus. Help! They screamed, wake up quick, Jesus! Jesus opened his eyes, rescue us, save us! They shrieked, don't you care? Of course Jesus cared, and this was the very reason he had come, to rescue them and to save them. Jesus stood up and spoke to the storm. Hush, he said, that's all. And the strangest thing happened. Did the boat sink and they all drowned? Nope. All right, let's see. The wind and the waves recognized Jesus' voice. They had heard it before, of course. It was the same voice that made them in the very beginning. They listened to Jesus and they did what he said. Immediately, the wind stopped. The water calmed down. It glittered innocently in the moonlight and lapped quietly against the side of the boat as if nothing had happened. The little boat bobbed gently up and down. There was a deep stillness and a great quiet all around. Then Jesus turned to his wind-torn friends. Why were you scared? He asked. Did you forget who I am? Did you believe your fears instead of me? Jesus' friends were quiet as the wind and the waves, and into their hearts came a different kind of storm. What kind of man is this? They asked themselves anxiously. Even the wind and the waves obey him, they said. Because they didn't understand. They didn't realize yet that Jesus was the Son of God. Jesus' friends had been so afraid they had only seen the big waves. They had forgotten that if Jesus was with them, then they had nothing to be afraid of, no matter how small their boat was or how big the storm. So I was reading that story with my girls the other day, and I thought that was pretty special. Because Jesus was there right at the beginning when the world was made, when the water was made, when the wind was made, and when everything was made, and the stars were made, and all the cool things. And so it makes sense that the wind and the waves and the ocean and everything would recognize Jesus' voice. And that's why I wanted to do that little activity before, because you know immediately when the person that's been in your life for your whole life calls out your name. And it would be good if there were some voice actors here so we could like try and trick you a little bit, but I didn't quite have time for that. I don't know if we've got anyone that does little clever voices. But it's just something I want you guys to remember, that Jesus has been there since the beginning, and that this was a way that Jesus was showing his disciples that he was the Son of God and that he loved them. So I think it would be a really good time to pray together. So let's close our eyes so we don't get distracted, and we'll put our hands together so they don't go wandering. Let's pray together. Lord God, I want to thank you so much for these little ones. I want to thank you for the way that they're learning and growing day by day. And I want to thank you for, Lord, for what they know of you so far. And I just pray as they grow that they would know more and more of you. Lord, that they would know your voice when you call to them, and that they would trust that yours is the voice that made the world, and has a good plan for their lives. I want to thank you so much for them. I pray that you would lead them and bless them into every day. Amen. All right. Thanks for coming down.